We have about 10 minutes together, and I wanted to just share some thoughts with you tonight from 2 Samuel chapter 20. So if you would join me there, we're going to begin a series of messages on Wednesday night relative to when loyalty becomes sin. I've been spending a lot of time in 2 Samuel in recent months, just in my own personal study, just studying different themes from the beginning of the book to the end of the book. That's an interesting way to study God's Word, to look for a particular theme. And the Lord laid on my heart the theme of loyalty, and when loyalty can become sin, or the lack of loyalty can become sin. And there's a lot of message found in this particular chapter relative to that particular theme. Verse 1, I'm reading from the New King James Bible. You follow along. And there happened to be there a rebel whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no share in David, nor do we have inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tents, O Israel." So every man of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah, from the Jordan as far as Jerusalem, remained loyal to their king. Now, chapter 19 that comes before it is a very, very interesting chapter. Because there we see all kinds of chaotic things happening. Absalom is dead. Now, when we began our series on Psalm 3 and Psalm 4, I said that those two psalms came out of the happenings of Absalom taking the throne away from his father David, and David fleeing with what he had up to the Mount of Olives, and how God took care of him, and how God brought everything to pass, and how David was able to rest in the Lord in the middle of that very difficult situation. Well, chapter 19 is the story of David coming back into Jerusalem, or working his way back. Doesn't quite make it there all the way in chapter 19. But he meets some of the characters that were happy to see him leaving. All right? The first thing we see is a group of Judahites that are waiting there at Gilgal as David crosses over the Jordan River, and they are so excited to see him. All right? He's one of their brothers from the tribe of Judah. "We're welcoming back David. This is so great." Now, the majority of them had sided with whom? Absalom. But he's dead now. So their mixed up loyalties, they say, "Well, we've got to stick with our brother, David. So we're going to bring him back." There's another group that's there, representatives from the 10 tribes to the north. And one of them there is Sheba. Now, he is not from the north. He's actually from the south, from the tribe of Benjamin. But he's there, and his loyalty is with the family of Saul. That was one of his brothers. He was from the tribe of Benjamin. And so he's there with his hands crossed like this, and he's listening to all the things that transpire as David's crossing over the river and coming there to Gilgal, and all the talk about David coming back to the throne and so forth like that. He's got his arms crossed, and he's just listening. And when we get to the end of chapter 19, here he is. He's ready to speak. And he says, "Get your tents, boys. We're going back up to the north because we have no part with David." He doesn't want anything to do with David. Now, a few others that they met along the way, one of them was Shimei. Anybody remember Shimei? Remember, he was throwing rocks at David and cursing and swearing, and David's assistant said, "Let me just go up there and kill the dog. He ought not to live." He said, no, let him live. Well, Shimei has a whole change of loyalties. He was behind Absalom. Absalom's dead. Now Shimei says, "Won't you come back to Jerusalem, O King David? We want you to come back. You better watch out for those. You better watch out for those." And again, a servant of David says he should be killed. This guy was the one that was spitting at you and throwing rocks and everything else. You shouldn't have anything to do with him. David said, "Just let him live. Let him live. The Lord will take care of him." And one day, Solomon would take care of him. He was warned by his father David. Well, there were several others that were in that group that came. One of them was Mephibosheth. Now, it's interesting that Mephibosheth was able to make it to the Jordan River at Gilgal to meet David coming back across, but Mephibosheth couldn't make it to go with David up to the Mount of Olives. All right, now keep that in mind. That's important. Mephibosheth now meets David there, and he is in contrition. We meet him there, and chapter 19 says that he just went, and he was very contrite and humble. And he said, "Will you accept me back?" Now remember what had happened? He had got caught up in the frenzy of Absalom and so forth, stayed in Jerusalem. Mephibosheth's servant went around to help David and bring food and clothing and all that kind of stuff. And Mephibosheth meets him at Gilgal and said, "Listen, I am sorry. I made the wrong decision." And David tells him, says, "I've already given the property to that servant. Okay, and that's the way it's going to stay." And Mephibosheth didn't say a thing. He said, "Whatever you decide, that is fine with me," to show his loyalty to David. Now, that was true repentance. There was another man that met him at Gilgal, Barzillai, and I'm not sure how you say that for sure. I've had several people correct me over the years, and that's not how you say it. And I said, "Well, we weren't there to hear how they said it in Hebrew, so I'll just call him Barzillai. If you don't like that, you can call him whatever you want to." All right? But Barzillai was an older man that was there at Gilgal to meet David. Now, Barzillai, we are told, was one that helped David during this time, made sure that there was a steady supply to him of all that he needed. And when David got back, he embraced Barzillai and thanked him for all that he did. And he said, "I want you to come back with me to Jerusalem. I'm going to take care of it for the rest of your life." And what did Barzillai say? He said, "You know what? Food doesn't taste as good as it used to. I said, it's a tempting thing to go eat the king's meat, but the food doesn't taste anymore. I'm up in years, and I just don't really care for all that palace food and stuff. I'm just going to live my life at my house. I'll finish up there. You go back and you rule over us as king. Thank you, but no." And those are the characters that all come. All expressions of different forms of loyalty. Very interesting. Different forms of loyalty. Some disloyal, but then with their words saying, "Oh, I'm loyal to you again. I got mixed up. I shouldn't have been behind Absalom, Shimei. And now I want to throw my support behind you, David." Then you have Barzillai that helped all the time and then rejected the help and care that would come to him from the king's hand for the rest of his life. Said, "No, I didn't do it for that. I did it, David, because I love you." That's a different kind of loyalty, isn't it? And then Mephibosheth come with his hat in his hand, comes back to him and said, "Oh, king, I am so sorry. I'm humbled before you." And the king says to him, "The property's all been given away to your servant, and I'm not changing that." King, you do. There we see different expressions of loyalty there. Now, these are the things that lead up to chapter 20. And we're not going to get to unfold it tonight, but I want us to think for just a moment about brand loyalty. Now, we all like different brands, things that we prefer. How many of you are Ford folks here tonight? All right. Mike's got two hands up. All right, we got Ford lovers here. Chrissy's got her hand up, right? All right, you got to represent your dad tonight, okay? How many of you are Chevy lovers? Okay. All right, we got some Chevy lovers here. Now, I met a guy years ago when I was in college that would not park his Chevy by a Ford. Rode a Heber parking lot. Would not. He would go to a different spot. So he would not park his Chevy by a Ford. He despised Fords. Hated them. Now, that to me is going a little too far, don't you think? All right? Listen, if I need a parking spot, I don't care if it's by a Ford or a Mitsubishi or a smart car or anything else. You know, just give me a parking spot where I can get in and get my business done. But some people, boy, they are just brand loyal. I mean, they won't drive anything else but that. That's all right. Brand loyalty is fine. All right, it's a good thing when it comes to cars. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. When brand loyalty in spiritual things directs you away from God's purposes, you're in deep trouble. We are witnessing today loyalties to men and ministries and things that are going down the pathway of error. And people are saying, "Well, I'm going to stay and I'm going to try to pull it back from the brink." Has that ever worked? Throughout history, there have been lives littered by trying to bring something back, trying to keep it from going. Listen, when it goes down the hill, when the truck starts going down the hill, best thing to do is get out while the going's good. We're going to see in our study where brand loyalty destroyed Sheba. He was stuck on the house of Saul, the tribe of Benjamin. And he said, boys, get your tents. We're getting out of here. We don't want anything to do with David. David was God's man. And Sheba should have gotten behind God's man and followed him. Not that David was perfect. You're never going to find a perfect man or a perfect church or a perfect movement or a perfect school or things like that. But when people start compromising the Word of God and they are defending their compromise to the nth degree, it's time to move along. It's time to understand, I must be more loyal to this book and to Jesus Christ than I am to any man. And any man that would demand loyalty to himself over this book is someone that ought not to be followed. Now let's learn something. I want our young people to learn something. My purpose as a pastor is to draw you to be loyal not to me, but to Christ. I'm His representative. If I'm an ambassador, I don't want people to be loyal to me as an ambassador. I want to be loyal to America, who I represent. You understand? And so we live in times today where men are standing in pulpits and men are in places of leadership and they are demanding loyalty to themselves. And whatever they do, I'm God's spokesman. God speaks to me and you got to follow me no matter what. Listen, if He's teaching you and directing you to go against this book and the principles of this book, you have a greater responsibility to Jesus Christ. Or you're going to end up just like Sheba. You know how Sheba ended up? Read the latter part of chapter 20. He gets chased by Joab. He finally goes into the little town of Abel. And Joab sends word into the city, said, we don't want to destroy the city. All we want is Sheba. And you know what they did? There was a wise woman that was in the town. And she spoke up and said, we don't want to die. We'll send out his head. And so they cut his head off and they threw his head over the wall to Joab. And you know what he said? Thank you. That's all we wanted. And he went about his business. And the rebellion was quashed. What does the Bible call him? He was a son of Belial in the King James. That simply means he was a rebel. Worthless, no good. Why? He had mixed up loyalties. He was loyal to a brand name, the house of Saul. And he refused to see God's hand upon David. And he was stuck back here. I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to stick with this. I'm going to say, it should be Saul's descendants up there. It should be Mephibosheth up there ruling. And here's this poor crippled man, and he should be our king, and David's not honoring him. Let's go, boys. We're out of here. It was a step toward death for him because his loyalties were mixed up. You might think that loyalties are not important. But I'm here to tell you that if you're not loyal to this book and to the teachings of the Word of God and to the person of Jesus Christ, you are in for a rough road in this world. It's not going to turn out good. All right? It's not going to turn out good. Sheba should have thrown his support behind David. And said, listen, it was wrong for us to follow Absalom. We had no business doing that. That was not God's man. David is God's man. Let's get behind him and support. No, he was stuck back there with the house of Saul. Family loyalty over loyalty to God's individual at that particular time, ruler of Israel. Now, I hope and pray that we can understand that this truth, that some loyalties can lead to sin. And God wants us to be loyal to Him, to trust Him, to follow Him. And if you're not in this book, you're going to end up following something else. That's the way it always is. You're going to be teased by all the treats that Satan has to offer to draw you away from this book. My responsibility is to point you to the Savior. And when the day comes, and I pray it never happens, I pray that I never go down the road of compromise or go down the road of error. I ask God every day, Lord, help me to do what's right and to honor you. But if a leader ever directs you away from this book and says, you've got to follow me, they're not following Jesus. they stopped following sometime in the past. And whenever you start pointing people to yourself, you got to follow me, you got to follow me, point, look at me, look at me. That's a person that's looking after self. They're not looking after the things of the Lord. And we've got to be careful in these days, folks, because we've got a lot of competing things. Government, politicians, they're all vying, and they want your support. And if you're not careful, you'll start looking to government. Well, what are we going to do when everything, all the wheels fall off the wagon and government says we can solve all of our problems? What are you going to do? Are you going to follow after all those people and all those things? Or are you going to still follow Jesus? Just keep on following the Lord, no matter what happens. It's a test of loyalties. May God help us to be loyal to Him. Father in heaven, we thank You for Your Word. Lord, we thank You for the examples of the Old Testament that teach us about the right kind of loyalty. Loyalty to Thee. Loyalty to things that are right, that bring honor and glory to Your precious name. Father, I pray that You would work in our hearts. Lord, there are so many things that are vying for our attention today. Things that seem good, but are wrong because they don't honor the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that You'd give discernment to Your people. And help us, Father, to be loyal to Thee above everything else, above everyone else. And we pray that You might receive the glory and the honor from our lives, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.